The 20th century was defined by mass production and readily available interchangeable parts. This made repairing items relatively easy. If water started leaking from your shower or from the hose of your washing machine, a hardware store likely sold replacements. Today, interchangeable parts are as important as ever for mass production. However, some companies are working hard to prevent consumers from replacing components on their own. In many cases, repair can only be done by the original manufacturer, if at all. With limited repair options available, we end up buying new and throwing more items out. This is especially true for electronics. So how exactly do companies prevent repair? Some make it physically more difficult to fix items. They can glue parts in place rather than using screws. Others limit the information they share with consumers, like blocking public access to product information and schematics. Yet perhaps the most important way companies limit repair is by preventing the interchangeability of parts. In a process known as parts pairing, companies give individual parts like screens, batteries, or sensors a unique serial number. The device's internal software can then detect if those components are replaced and limit their functionality as a result. If you swap the screen on two brand new iPhones, for example, the automatic brightness adjustment will no longer work. In other cases, unauthorized replacements can cause the device to stop functioning altogether. If a farmer uses an independent shop to repair certain parts in a John Deere tractor, it won't operate until a company technician approves the new part using authorized software. Manufacturers can also use software to give devices fixed end-of-life dates after which they no longer receive important updates and slowly become unusable. All this gives manufacturers control over the products we buy and limits the way we repair them. Critics say these tactics are a form of planned obsolescence, a manufacturing strategy where a product is deliberately designed to fail to keep both demand and profits high. But companies give two main arguments to defend these practices. First, they claim that giving consumers and third-party repair shops access to their software could create cybersecurity risks. They also argue that they could be held responsible if a product does not work properly after a third-party or consumer repair. A poor quality repair to a medical device, for instance, could have deadly consequences, and the manufacturer could be blamed. Courts all over the world are now looking carefully at parts pairing and repair-limiting practices as consumers fight for the right to repair. Community-led movements have also started to grow. In over 2,500 cities across the globe, from Amsterdam to Boise to Bangalore, repair cafes have been established. Here, people trade and share their knowledge, encouraging a culture of repair at a time when it often feels easier to throw our things away than fix them.